Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, April 21st, Pope Francis prays for a path of diplomacy to reign in the Middle East. The Holy Father also asks that war-torn Ukraine never be forgotten. And as we approach Earth Day, we hear from a Norwegian film director who, through her most recent film, shares the importance of connecting with our common home. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo. This morning, Pope Francis once again turned his prayers to peace in the world. Following the recitation of the Regina Caeli in St. Peter's Square on the fourth Sunday of Easter, Pope Francis once again expressed his hope that dialogue, negotiation and diplomacy might prevail in the Middle East. He urged against succumbing to the logic of assertion. The Holy Father said, "I continue to watch with concern and sorrow the situation in the Middle East. I reiterate the plea not to yield to the claims of war, but rather to prioritise dialogue and diplomacy, which can achieve very much. Every day I pray for peace in Palestine and Israel, hoping these two peoples can soon end their suffering." As the war in Gaza continues 6 months on, we hear the most recent news from the ground, where Palestinian officials say 13 people have been killed in an Israeli military operation at a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Nathan Morley reports.
The Israeli Defense Forces said its troops had killed 10 militants during a sweep of the camp, which began last Thursday. At least four Israeli soldiers were wounded. Violence in the West Bank has intensified since the war between Israel and Hamas erupted. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, Israel has killed over 450 Palestinians across the West Bank and East Jerusalem since October last year. In other developments, the Turkish president has met with a visiting Hamas Politburo chief in Istanbul to discuss the Gaza conflict and possible peace efforts. Tayyip Erdogan, Turkish president, and the Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh also touched upon the necessity of guaranteeing humanitarian aid deliveries to Gaza and matters concerning a peace process in the region. Mr. Erdogan called for a more effective presentation of the Palestinian cause and said Turkey persisted in its diplomatic attempts to bring the plight of the Palestinians to the forefront of international attention. He also reiterated his commitment to providing humanitarian aid to Gaza, saying over 45,000 tons had already been delivered. Turkey has recently imposed various sanctions on Israel, including trade controls. Meanwhile, speaking to the Palestinian news agency, the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, said the Palestinian Authority was reconsidering bilateral relations with Washington in light of what he said was its unyielding support for Israel. His comments come after the US vetoed a draft UN resolution calling for full membership for Palestine. Mr. Abbas condemned the move as being disappointing, regrettable, shameful, irresponsible, and unjustified. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Meanwhile, thousands of Israeli demonstrators took to the streets on Saturday to call for new elections and to demand for more action from the government to bring the hostages held in Gaza home in the latest round of protests against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The protests have continued as the war in Gaza moves through its 7 month and amid growing anger over the government's approach to the 133 Israeli hostages still held by the Islamist movement Hamas. The Holy Father's thoughts this morning also turned to Ukraine. Now it's in its third year of violence since the full-scale Russian invasion. As usual, Pope Francis invited the world not to forget the conflict-ridden land, which he says suffers so much. In most recent news from Ukraine, Ukrainian and Western leaders have welcomed a desperately needed military aid package for Ukraine passed by the US House of Representatives after mounting concerns the country may lose the war with Russia. In addition to the $61 billion worth of military assistance for Ukraine, the House also approved part of a broader foreign aid package that included about $34 billion for Israel and other allies. However, Stefan Boss reports that Moscow has already warned that the aid package will further escalate the armed conflict.
It was the moment embattled Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had been waiting for.
On this vote, the yeas are 311 and the nays are 112. The bill is passed. Oh, one voting present.
The U.S. House of Representatives finally approved more than $61 billion worth of military assistance to help Ukraine fight back against Russia's invading military. The U.S. Senate is set to begin considering the bill on Tuesday, but observers expect enough support for the passage next week. U.S. President Joe Biden has pledged to sign the package into law immediately. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who had warned that his country would lose the war without U.S. funding, said that he was grateful for the decision of U.S. lawmakers. He said that Ukraine appreciates, in his words, every sign of support for our country and its independence, people and way of life, which Russia is attempting to bury under the rubble. Zelensky wrote on social media platform X, "America has demonstrated its leadership since the first days of this war." He added that this type of leadership is required to maintain a rules-based international order and predictability for all nations. Yet that view wasn't shared by Russia, with the Kremlin saying that the approval of the U.S. military assistance to Ukraine would lead to more damage and deaths. Critics countered that Russia is the architect of the damage and deaths, having illegally annexed Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula in 2014 and launching its invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Kiev says Ukraine has acted in self-defense as an independent and sovereign country. With the U.S. aid package expected to be signed into law soon, the Pentagon has already announced it can quickly move weapons to Ukraine. Storage sites in Europe and the U.S. reportedly already hold some of the munitions and air defense components the Ukrainians desperately need. The aid package also contains measures to confiscate seized Russian assets and transfer them to Ukraine to fund reconstruction, prompting Moscow to threaten unspecified retaliation. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
Still this morning, addressing the faithful in St. Peter's Square for the Regina Coeli on Good Shepherd Sunday, Pope Francis reminded us that Jesus loves us without limit, giving his life for us. He also prayed that we may go meet the Lord and allow ourselves to be welcomed and lifted up by the loving arms of our Good Shepherd. Thaddeus Jones tells us more.
Greeting the crowds in St. Peter's Square for the midday Regina Coeli, Pope Francis recalled how the Lord repeats three times that the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, underscoring the Lord's love for each and every one of us, without limit, leading to the Lord's sacrifice of his life for us. The Pope recounted how a shepherd during Christ's time required spending entire days and nights caring for the sheep, not just a few hours a day, and the Good Shepherd knows each one of his sheep, looking out for them, searching for them if they're lost, ensuring their safety and needs are met by living in symbiosis with them. The Pope said, Jesus not only shares the life of the flock, knowing each person by name, searching for us when we go astray until he finds us, but is the Good Shepherd who's sacrificed his life for us and has given us his Spirit through his resurrection. The image of the Good Shepherd then shows us how the Lord is not only our guide, the head of the flock, but how above all he thinks each one of us as the love of his life, the Pope underscored, as the Lord sees each of us as important, irreplaceable, worth the infinite price of his life.
Fratelli e sorelle.
The Pope observed how many people often see themselves as inadequate or wrong, basing their value on what they achieve, how the world sees them, or the judgments of others. But Jesus tells us we're worth so much to him and always, the Pope underscored. So to truly find ourselves and our happiness, we must seek to be in the Lord's presence, he said, allowing ourselves to be welcomed and lifted up by the loving arms of our Good Shepherd. The Pope then recommended we examine our own lives and consider whether we really accept the assurance of the Lord's boundless love that gives us value and meaning to our lives. And this can be done through moments of prayer, adoration, praise, striving to remember and be in the Lord's loving presence. If we endeavor to do this in our own lives, he said, we'll rediscover life's secret, as you will remember that the Lord gave his life for you, for me, for all of us, and that for him we are all important. Each and every one of us. The Pope concluded, may Our Lady help us to find in Jesus what is essential for life. Finally, during the Regina Caeli, Pope Francis also recalled that today we celebrate the Church's annual World Day of Prayer for Vocations, centered on the theme this year, Called to Sow Seeds of Hope and to Build Peace. I'm Therese Jones.
Fears of a climate disaster. Major rivers, waterways and reservoirs in China's Guangdong province are threatening to unleash dangerous floods, forcing the government on Sunday to enact emergency response plans to protect more than 127 million people. Calling the situation grim, local weather officials said sections of rivers and tributaries at the Xizhang and Beijing river basins are hitting water levels in a rare spike that has only a 1 in 50 chance of happening in any given year. And finally, staying with the climate, the Pincio Terrace is one of the most beautiful green areas of Rome and currently hosts the outdoor studio of Vatican Radio, which has become one of the reference points for all those who participating in the four-day Earth Village want to have their say on safeguarding the planet. The initiative, promoted by Earth Day Italy and the Focolare movement, emphasizes the urgency of putting the common commitment back to bringing our Earth back to life. There, speaking to Vatican Radio just before Earth Day, celebrated on the 22nd of April, was Margaret Olin, who is in Italy to present her new film, Songs of Earth.
I have made a film, it's called Songs of Earth. The message of the film is that I hope that the audience have an opportunity to reconnect with nature. Nature is our home. We are a part of nature, and nature is part of us. And by following in the footsteps of my father, he's walking in the wildest mountains in Norway during five seasons, starting in spring, walking through summer, autumn, winter and spring again. I hope that you can feel both the beauty and the powerful in nature, and in that way feel why we should preserve nature. This film has been screened in Norway, in many countries in Europe. Now the turn has come to Italy. Next month it will be in cinemas in the United States. And we worked with impact around the film, that meet the audience, have interviews and gatherings like today. It's on the 22nd of April, the Earth Day. And of course, as an artist, I hope that I can touch you with the message of this film, that you can feel why you should care for nature. Many countries, over 190 countries, have signed the Montreal Agreement that before 2030 or within 2030, we should preserve 30% of ocean and nature. And it's a long way to go there. So all of us can do a difference. And this film is about that. But it is also a film about generations and knowledge that previous generations have, and that they should be delivered to the younger people.
That was film director and climate activist Margaret Olin. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, please visit vaticannews.va. Many thanks go to Patrizio Ciprari in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo.